Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery, you're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by BMW Fairfield.
The 49ers open with a monster drive. They force a turnover. They've got a two-possession lead, and then they put the playbook away. Defensively, their game plan was to mug Colts wide receivers just enough to get Carson Wentz the field position he needed to beat them. We are back to Turkey on the 50. It's like we never left. And tell me where I'm wrong. The 49ers have the worst quarterback, the worst position groups in their division, with maybe the worst head coach, certainly the worst general manager, and every hope you had for this season getting right is harder and harder to see coming true right now. It is a mess after 6 weeks, and I don't want to hear a word about the weather, Ray Ratto, because the Colts play indoors.
It was wet.
It was wet.
I mean, bomb cyclone is my new favorite phrase.
It should be the name of an expansion team soon.
Yes, and there may be one here before you know it.
Good God.
No, they... it's hard to encapsulate how well that started and how quickly it deteriorated. And the place I go is the secondary, because apparently Indianapolis planned for that to just be, oh, just run a route and just wait for them to hit you. And I think part of it is because some of their guys have been out of work for a while, and they're also a little long in the tooth. So put that together with the rain, which I think probably made it harder for them to do the things that people who have been playing every week have done. And you get a team that, frankly, if they had gotten decent secondary work, they might have won that game.
They might have. But they didn't.
No, and they didn't cover either.
It was terrible. It was terrible. And somebody says, dealing with a little hyperbole today, Damon, worst coach, worst GM. Well, pick your poison, man. I mean, if you're telling me Kyle Shanahan can win when everything is going right, when everyone is healthy, that's great. A lot of coaches can do that. You very rarely get served that meal. Everything's going to be perfect tonight. So you got to be able to win under other circumstances. And Kyle can't. Kyle can't win without Jimmy Garoppolo. Now he can't win with him. This is bad. And it's not that Jimmy might not be the guy. And it's not that I'm thinking that Trey Lance might not be the guy, because we just don't know yet. Although Kyle Shanahan drafted him, so that's a bad place to be starting for a hopeful NFL career, obviously. It might not be that Brandon Ayuk is not the guy. The problem here is it's officially time to worry about Kyle Shanahan not being the guy. He might not be the guy. which is really bad news if that is actual news, because he's got a contract through 2025. If you're Jed York today, there are three things you got to be thinking of. Three things. Number one, asking Kyle to stop calling plays. Number two, asking Kyle to relinquish his general manager title. Number three, asking Kyle to submit to the fact that we are going to move John Lynch into some very ceremonial president of football operations role, and you bring in a real GM in here. Because he can't find the players, or he can't find the plays, and right now that man is overwhelmed. Look at Kyle Shanahan's body language. Listen to how he sounds at his press conferences. Not only does he not have the answers right now, I'm not even sure he understands the questions. And that is a place that this franchise was never supposed to go under him. Sure, there are bad weeks. Sure, there are disappointing games and performances. Sure, there is, well, that went all wrong on a Sunday. And sometimes that happens in football. But this has gone beyond that.
I think if you want to rank them in order of possibility and allowing for the fact that it's still 6 of 17 games, 2 and 3 are far more likely than 1. And I think if you asked for 1, he'd quit and he'd be right to do so.
Would he?
Because I still think that he's a good offensive play caller. I don't think he became a moron overnight. I think what we have here is a team that we oversold ourselves on. I thought it was a Super Bowl contender. At this point, I think they'll be happy if they're not 2 and 7. And that's not play calling. I think what that is they don't have enough good players or players doing enough good things.
Right. So if there aren't players doing enough good things, that's on coaching. And if there aren't good players, that's on the GM.
Well, it's
the same guy.
Okay, which I get, which is why I think maybe, unless this gets turned around, the place you go is, Kyle, we're going to bring in another guy to be the general manager, and you can work with him, not above him. That makes more sense to me than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, look, what they're doing right now isn't working. And Kyle doesn't seem to have much of a plan for the way out of this. And if he doesn't have the plan, that means nobody's got the plan. So let me tell you what the real deal is. From here on out, any snap given to Jimmy Garoppolo is a wasted opportunity for this franchise to get better and pointed in the right direction. End of story. Jimmy Garoppolo is not the guy. He really hasn't been the guy, and he won't be the guy. Trey Lance might be. He might not be, but he might be. So you better put your eggs in the might basket. Let me give you another example that whenever you try to recapture magic from years ago, you're in the wrong direction. How are the Kansas City Chiefs doing? The Kansas City Chiefs won that Super Bowl that we keep on going back and saying is proof positive that Kyle Shanahan is definitely the right guy for this job. The Chiefs have regressed. So why wouldn't the 49ers, who ended up losing that game with inferior talent? This is not good. This is officially not good. There were three guys who got the job done last night: Elijah Mitchell, Deebo Samuel, and the kicker. Three guys got their jobs done. Three. The pass rush has vanished. You got a defensive line that doesn't get home on the quarterback. You got a secondary who can't find any discipline. The team is basically consisting of one wide receiver, one tight end who's been hurt recently, one defensive end, and one offensive tackle. Everybody else seems to be in the doghouse or working their way there.
I'll give Wagner a pass. Good. I think he's been good. But your main point is clear. There's a lot of underachievement here or non-achievement. That's how you get to be 2 and 4. And there's not, you know, I hesitate to go, well, then blow it up. Because then the guy who blows it up is the guy who's going to put it together again. And I don't think Jed York's up for that. But if the problem is personnel, the general manager is an issue. If the problem is not personnel, then the coaching is an issue. And I think it's more likely that it's the former rather than the latter.
Look, you talk about him being a great play caller. And at a time, you're right, he was there. Last night, it looked like he started the game calling some great plays. And then he went away from it. Here's the deal. If it's not a bootleg, it's going to be a disaster. That's just where Jimmy is. If there isn't some play action or bootleg to the element of the pass he's about to throw, it ain't probably going to happen. This is after 6 weeks, including a week of looking at Trey Lance. It is completely and 100% in there in front of all of this that Kyle Shanahan has zero faith in anyone who's playing quarterback for him to make a play. To make a play downfield. This is just a terrible, terrible situation for this team to be in. We are brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com to book your visit. Postman in Capitola says, D. Bruce, I would add Nick Bosa to your list. I added him to my list. I told you. Right now, this team is made up of one wide receiver, one tight end, one defensive end, and one offensive tackle. The linebacker, the all-world Fred Warner linebacker, is getting worse as we go along through this season. Who is getting better under Kyle Shanahan's watch regime? I really am having trouble identifying anyone outside. You know, it's easy to say, well, Debo's really good. Yes, he is. And I'm not here to tell you what he isn't. But what he is the recipient of every single pass that the Niners throw downfield. So, of course, he's having a good year because he's the only target they throw to. Which means you're going to lose football games when you're a one-target, predictable, one-note offense, and that's all they are. It ain't good, Ray. It ain't good. The San Jose Sharks and the Golden State Warriors have more wins than the San Francisco 49ers, who are in the second month of their season.
The Sharks are a better team.
Sharks are a better team. Warriors are a better team. Certainly better than the Warriors team we saw before. A 119-107 wing over the Kings last night. A competitive, fun three quarters of good hoops all around. And then the Warriors used a 29-19 fourth quarter to pull away and put the Kings to bed. Andrew Wiggins was a team best plus 18. Curry isn't even playing well from a shooting standpoint yet. And he's walked away from three games with two double-doubles and a triple-double. He's also the Warriors' leading rebounder, for God's sakes. If we were taking a vote today, he's the MVP. It's a little early for that, Ray. I'm not even going to start with that. A little early.
No. Three games is plenty.
You got enough evidence?
No, but you open up an interesting thought that we probably should get to after the break because that's where we're at. But I think this is Curry at his best because he's not the guy who has to make every shot for them to stay in games. He's surrounded by guys who understand the offense and operate it with that understanding. And Curry at his best was always a very good part of a machinery that contributed more than the sum of its parts. I mean, I think this is Curry is more interesting to me now, even though he's not shooting well, than he was last year when he was all they had. He's more fun to watch.
Yeah, he is the best part of an ensemble. And it's quite an ensemble that the Warriors have put together. The Warriors are a functioning machine once again. Go Sharks. The machine that is the San Francisco 49ers is broken. Who fixes it? How do they fix it? I got a lot of people coming in on the text line saying that, oh, look at this, Damon. Don't you know more about anybody? Well, you call in and you tell me what the solution is. 888-957-9570. I'm just here to tell you what I see. And what I see is a football team that sucks. They're not just a little off. They're not just a little bad. The San Francisco 49ers suck as of right now. Any other trying, you know, like whatever your Yelp review is about this team, if you conclude anything other than, oh no, they suck again, you're wrong. They were beaten by the Colts last night. Don't let them go to Chicago and lose to the Bears, who also suck. And whose head coach has got COVID. Don't be beat by a head coach who sucks and has COVID. Because at that point, we're not even hoping the team plane makes it back from Chicago.
In fairness, coaches with COVID this year are 1-0.
Look out. Look out now. Damon and Ratto here on a Monday afternoon. How about this? We've got Michael Irvin joining us in about 20 minutes. Peter King today at 4:15. An awful lot this afternoon here. So stay with us.
We're brought to you by the Caltrans Stormwater Program. And boy, what a program you should tune into, because what a weekend we had in terms of a deluge. Visit cleanca.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Damon Bruce and Nick Friedell on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
Sean Salisbury and Lorenzo Neal should have a pretty interesting football hour from 6 to 7 tonight. Brought to you by Street Strider, the first 2-in-1 indoor-outdoor elliptical. Visit StreetStrider.com. So we've got Michael Irvin joining us in just a little bit. Boy, we got an awful lot to talk about in terms of how you put a team back together that is clearly broken. The 49ers are a broken football team right now. There's just no other way to say it. Not a single group or element of who they are or what they do is working. Not even the defensive line, which was supposed to be the one steady that you can set your clock by. So where do they go? I mean, and I'm seriously, I'm opening up the lines. 888-957-9570. There are a whole bunch of text board, keyboard warriors who think that they got the answer and that I'm just all sound and fury. Come on in. You tell me how they figure this out. You tell me how this gets better. Tell me. Got a lot of keyboard tough guys talking about what they know, what the Niners are supposed to know. If you're supposed to know something, show it. Here's what I do know. Every single snap with Jimmy Garoppolo from here on out is a wasted opportunity. He ain't the one. We tried to hold out hope, tried to think that, you know, there would be something there. That was after a bye. After a bye week. And oh, by the way, it's not like the weather snuck up on them. We knew on Wednesday of last week that that game was going to be played in 100% downpour. Like, all it could have gotten was better. It was predicted to be as bad as it was. And, Ray, they open with a game plan that looked good. They opened with Elijah Mitchell running the ball all over the place and then went away from that. Why? Why do you go away from something before it's taken away from you? Let's just start with that. Is that coaching ego? Is that, let me show you what else I can do?
The only thing I can think is that Indianapolis adjusted to that, and rather than see if they could beat the adjustment, they just went away from it. That's the only logic that I have.
Well, that sounds logical, but here is a quote that I think is pretty telling from Colts linebacker Darius Leonard, who said, "They did a great job, especially on the first drive, of misdirection runs and putting us in a bad position to make plays. I was glad they kind of went away from that," end quote. Not we took that away from them and made them play left-handed after we saw what they wanted to do. "I was glad they stopped doing the things that were working," is the quote from last night's Colts middle linebacker.
And again, I don't base my judgments on quotes alone, because he might have just been trying to soft pedal it so as not to sound like one of those guys that, we knew what they were doing. But based on what I saw, something was working. It looked like Indianapolis said, "Okay, we're going to put another guy up here." And Kyle Shanahan said, "Okay, now I've got you where I want you," except that it turned out not to be where he wanted him.
I mean, you had one drive, that three-play drive. That it's funny. Right after I tweeted, like, throw the ball forward. Like, stop throwing it to the sidelines and these running back swing passes and these tunnel screens for Debo. Throw the ball forward, you cowards.
See, you hurt their feelings.
They did. In the next three plays, they threw the ball forward. And look at what happened. And then they stopped doing that. I don't understand it. You have something that's working. You have something that's not being stopped. And then you stop running it for the sake of, what, being a guest? Making your guest feel as comfortable as possible? And let me just say this before we say another word. If you made it out there last night, if you are a fan at Levi's Stadium last night, you got your bona fides. Get a craw to candlestick for that person. Because if you went to that game yesterday, you are hardcore. You are hardcore. Unfortunately, your stadium is not. Levi's Stadium might be the worst home field advantage in football. It's not because of fans that show up, make noise. It's because everyone goes in there and wins football games but the Niners. The Niners don't win at Levi's Stadium. That feels like it's a problem.
I think it's a problem if you look at the stadium itself as a weapon. And it's never been a weapon. It's value neutral, which means the team has to do that on its own. And they haven't been very good last year, and they're not very good now. So I'm not going to yell at the stadium. It is what it is. It's not a great stadium, but I don't think the stadium was particularly helpful in 2019 when they went 13-3 either. I think in terms of who they are and what they are, it's venue neutral.
Yeah.
They've won 8 of their last 22. Yeah, 8 of their last 22. I don't care where you play. That ain't cutting it.
No, it isn't. 888-957-9570. As if to add a little more fire to the tinder of all this week, let me just give you this stat. Active for only 2 games, Dante Pettis has 10 catches this season for the New York Giants. Brandon Ayuk has 9. I mean, screw everyone at that point, right? I mean, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know who to draft into your system. I mean, that's the thing. All of this is Shanahan's design. All of it. There is none of this that isn't 1,000,000% totally on him and him alone. It's his players. It's his trades. It's his trade up for players that he does not use. Guess how many offensive snaps Trey Sermon had last night? Zero. Zero. Zero! How do you do that on a night where you need to run the ball as much as you can, and Elijah Mitchell had a great opening drive, but then wasn't very effective afterwards? You go to Trey Lance zero times. He's had one carry in the last 3 weeks because there was a bye. You couldn't even get him ready for a carry after a bye week? Shame on you as a coaching staff. Shame on you.
That is, and I'm trying to see why this makes sense. Unless it turns out he's just not very good, in which case he was a draft mistake. Now, I don't know if he is or not, but, you know, I think they gave the ball to Mitchell 18 times, but they gave the ball to nobody else. So if they don't even view him as a counterpunching option, you know, either he's hurt and they didn't say anything about it, or they don't trust him. And if you don't trust your second-round pick, and then after you don't trust your first-round pick, people are going to ask questions about the general manager. And that's where I think this is leading us. I don't think we're there yet, but I think this is where we're being led. It's that they don't have enough good players, and that we bought into a narrative that, frankly, is going to turn out not to be true.
It ain't good. Trey Sermon doesn't play. Trey Lance, who was drafted to replace Garoppolo, will not replace Garoppolo because the coach doesn't know how to get him ready to go with an offense that, remember, after they went to that workout, there was Kyle drawing up plays on a napkin for him. Didn't use any of those plays in the Arizona game. Or if you did, they weren't very good. This is not good. And someone says, Damon, you sound like a fool yelling. Admit you're extra mad because of your Bears. Look at it this way. Don't you worry about the Bears until next week. And if you go and lose to the pathetic Chicago Bears, what then?
Oh, what, my God.
What then? 888-957-9570. Rich in Livermore. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What do you got?
It starts off with Kyle, the guy, he lost the locker room. You got all this money and you're not going to put Trey Lance in. He can't develop a single rookie. It is pathetic how much week in, week out, it's the same old losing show. It's enough's enough. The guy can call plays for about the first quarter, and after that, he's predictable. I don't know what we got to do, but we got to put Trey in there, get rid of Jimmy, and figure something out ASAP because he's losing that locker room more and more.
Rich, thank you. We go from Rich in Livermore to Rich in Fremont. Hello, second Rich.
Hey, Damon. Hey, Ray.
What you got?
So basically what you were talking about is very true. And really, at the end of the day, this has been Kyle Shanahan's M.O., okay? He did it when he was in Atlanta. He did it when he was in Washington. And he's doing it now. He starts off with a great game plan, but he doesn't follow through with it. Okay, and what happens? The possibility of winning the game falls apart. Now, you ask, how do you fix it? The way you fix it is, first of all, you change up how you use those running backs. Now, I don't know if these guys can catch or not, but if they can, you need to start sending them out in the flat so they can catch the football and run on the outside. The other thing you do is throw the ball downfield. Okay, you got guys that can run and go get it. And if you do, then do that. Okay? And then the other thing you do is you bring in somebody, I don't know who can help that defensive line. Because we're not seeing any pressure from that defensive line. And if you're going to beat a team, you got to stop them from scoring. Now, I know that game last night was sloppy and it was wet, and I get all that. And there was miscues on both sides of the team, both teams. But at some point, you got to say to yourself, okay, why is it that we made mistakes, they made mistakes, but they ended up winning the game?
Turnovers, it's a problem. They're playing scared. They're coaching scared. The quarterback is so scared to make a mistake, he won't throw the ball downfield unless absolutely cornered to do so. It's a disaster this Monday morning. And we're very happy to welcome in a Hall of Famer, the playmaker himself, Michael Irvin, here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thank you. To say that there is some 49er anxiety this Monday morning is, well, afternoon, I guess now, is a huge understatement. This is not going well at all.
It is not going well now. And I guess saying that Indy team is a lot better than I think people think. I know that won't soothe the pain that you're feeling right now. And it isn't going well. And that was a sloppy game. That was a sloppy game yesterday because of the downpour. But, yeah. And let me tell you something. Sometimes, like, Garoppolo, sometimes, like, you know, he's holding the ball in the pocket. I'm like, either go cover up or go down. You're not getting out of that. And then you end up fumbling the ball. You know, it's just bad plays, bad opportunities. And like you guys just talked about, turnovers. That killed you.
Killed him. I'll say this about Carson Wentz. He's got some ball wizardry about him. When he goes for a play fake, it fakes out the camera, it fakes out my eyes, It fakes out the broadcasters. And what do you know? He still got it or he gave it up. Like, he was a wizard with that football.
Yeah, he is looking so much better right now as he tries to gain and build back towards his confidence. He's thrown two touchdowns against four games in a row right now, and no interceptions because they took that, they made that, yeah, that whatever was a fumble and not an interception. You guys do know that. So yeah, he's been playing pretty well. But man, listen, I was talking about that on First Take today. Like, what was I more shocked that the 49ers are where they are or the Raiders are where they are? And I said the 49ers because I mean, it's hard to put a finger on it. It's not like you don't have players that have numbers, but, you know, outside of sloppy football, it's not like you're not moving the ball. You can't move the ball. Mitchell had Elijah had 100 yards. Boy, he looks great running, too, down. That's one thing Kyle Shanahan, he can't find a running game. And Deebo Samuel's having his great year, but you just have way too many mistakes.
Is it mistakes or is it personnel? And I mean, the mistakes are pretty evident, but I guess what I'm asking is when you have basically one running back who, at least for a while, is a threat and one guy to throw to, and when your tight end is basically out, well, not basically out, he's out, do they just not have enough good players, or is there a scheme problem here?
That's a great question, because I think you're in games even when you are lacking and not dominant in the talent category on the team you're playing with because of the scheme that you find. I think you continue to put in certain running backs, and you've gone through some running backs and still get production because of the scheme. For a lot of years, Belichick won with scheme and then lesser players, you know, less talented players. We talked about that. But then people started getting schemes with better talented players and having a scheme. So he had to upgrade the talent over there. Tom Brady left and went to Tampa. That's just the reality of it. Yeah, you had a scheme. Now you may have to upgrade some talent around that scheme.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. So just looking at where they stand in their own division right now, I don't think it's unfair, Michael, to say that they have the worst quarterback, the worst wide receiver group, the worst secondary, a home field advantage that doesn't mean that they can win at home because they don't. It's been over a calendar year since they've won at Levi's Stadium. They've got the worst draft picks. They've got a terrible free agent class that they signed that's doing nothing to produce for them. The game plans feel like they're not going very well, and a head coach looks either paralyzed or reluctant to fix any of it. What's the path out of this for the 49ers?
And when I was watching that game, that's what I was thinking about. Where do you go from here? You know what I mean? Really, where do you go from here? If you really believe that, okay, this is not going to get much better, do you start turning over and saying, hey, let's work on what we're doing in the future? Where do you go from here? Do you believe you guys are out of the playoffs now?
Oh, the team that I'm watching the last 4 weeks in a row isn't going to the playoffs unless they buy a ticket.
Yeah. So the direction now becomes, where do you go? Now,
I'll tell you where they're not going is into the first round on either of the next two draft days. Those picks are gone.
Those picks are gone. Those picks are gone. But free agency, but free agency, you get players in free agency. Guys, I also remember, you're going, I know your money's strapped, and you have to sign guys, to sign people, sign Bosa and all those guys. But the cap is going to get a big hit from a new deal that's coming in next year. So there are going to be some opportunities to get some guys in there. Right now, we have to focus on what's going down this year. You guys already talking about what's ahead, and that just puts more pressure on what you're going through right now. You need to focus. How do you get the next win? What do you need to do that? And right now, you need to clean up the game. You need to stop making the mistakes. Stop getting the penalties. Stop getting the pass interferences. They gave up so many big plays on penalties. And then clean up the turnovers. And you'll have a chance at winning a football game. That's what they have to do right now.
As a wide receiver, have you ever been in a game or a series of games against a team where your passing strategy is just run a route, I'll throw it to you, you'll either catch it or they'll hammer you and get called for a penalty? Because that's what it looked like Indianapolis was doing last night.
Yeah, they were taking, they had some opportunity, they were throwing the ball up. And Pittman went up and got some balls, and then they got that PI down. Now, well, I tell you what, when you speak about it, and I thought you were talking about it at first, all the misdirection that San Francisco ran, that was working. And then they got away from it. But then they came back to it later in the play game, you know, and Deebo Samuel running across the field and stopping, coming back and finding plays, and Garoppolo to finding plays. That last drive when it was 20 to 12? Was it 20-12 when that drive that he made, that they made right down the field? That was a beautiful drive. It's like, why didn't you do more of that? Because you started doing it, then you got away from it. It's a beautiful drive. You know, you missed the two-point conversion. The ball got blocked, but you were still in that game. So it's just a mistake. It's not like you're being blown out. It's not like the Chiefs only scored 3 points. You put points on the board. You're in the game. Those mistakes make a huge difference.
It's something else. Look, I don't know how much we can just go over the Niners over and over again and just say this isn't good enough, that's not good enough, that's bad enough. But let me wrap up with this as a question about this team before we move on to the weekend that just was, Michael. Is Kyle Shanahan failing more as a general manager or is there a head coach right now?
I see him having teams in the game. So as a head coach, I see the teams. You have opportunities to win. You're not making the plays and you're making mistakes that hurts. And that goes on the Cal too. So to ask which one he's failing more at, I can say it this way. I think he gets the most out of what he has on the football field. Now, maybe he needs more on the football field. But as a coach, I think he gets a lot out of what he has on the football field.
That sounds like a general manager issue. Let's talk about one of the very few teams in the league that has more turnovers than the 49ers, and that's Kansas City. What's happened to them? Have teams finally figured out what they do and been so good at figuring it out that they've taken away what are some superior athletes? Or is Kansas City just been incredibly careless?
Listen, it's hard to and dog, you guys remember last year, right during the Super Bowl, and we were talking about this, and everybody was saying, oh, Patrick Mahomes may be the next Tom Brady. And I went off about that. I said, stop doing that. That's crazy. You guys know what it takes to win 6 Super Bowls, 7 Super Bowls. Oh, in this game, it changes just like that. That doesn't even look like the same team. The confidence is shaken. Even Patrick Mahomes sits up there and says, I got to change my game. all of the things that you used to do that we thought was so incredibly talented and gifted. They're saying, stop all that fancy stuff and let's see you crawl down the field. No more big plays. He has 16 yards to Tyreek Hill. He's always 16 yards. So we're going to stop all those big plays. And they're playing so deep off of the Chiefs, so deep off the Chiefs. The old defense is just, hey, we'll give you anything underneath, but you're not going on top. And they have to adjust and just keep making the small plays. Just dump the ball off. They don't have much of a running game. Just dump it off for 3 yards here. Dump it off for 2 yards. Dump it off for 4 yards. But they always want the big play, and people have taken that away.
Michael Irvin, like you just said, there is only one Tom Brady, and he proved that once again this weekend, becoming the first to ever eclipse the 600 passing touchdown mark. And just to prove how extraordinary he is and how much football has changed from when you played it, Troy Aikman, one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen play, I'm sure the best quarterback you ever played with, Tom Brady's got 602 touchdown passes now. Troy Aikman had 165 in his entire career. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. But now, you say it, and it sounds as if it's just a talent-to-talent thing. That's an error-to-error thing also.
Sure, sure it is.
You know what I mean? You know, so it's an incredible accomplishment. It really is. But the way the game is going... I can't even say some anybody will ever pass Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? Don't even fix that. This is a whole different animal right here, playing at this level for this long and doing the things that he's doing. So yeah, we just got to scrap that. Nobody may ever catch it.
Speaking of a whole different animal, it looks like the Bengals are now a tiger with different stripes. Joe Burrow is the real deal, and I'll tell you that Ja'Marr Chase is not only your runaway Rookie of the Year candidate, I think he finds himself in an MVP conversation. He's been so spectacular.
He gives me a couple more of those games. Now, that was a great game and a great opportunity for him because he played a lot of man coverage. He thought that Marlon Humphreys, they saw the success they had the week before with Humphreys taking out Mike Williams, and they said, let's duplicate that. Let's duplicate that. You take out their best guy, we'll handle the rest of the team. But take out their best guy didn't work. That's a different kind of dude right there. That young dude, man, him and Burrow, oh, my God. It is right now, to me, no doubt, it's probably 2A, 2B, second best combination in the NFL. Right, you have to give number one right now to Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. But 2A, 2B is absolutely Burrow and Chase and Murray. And Hopkins. Some may want to throw in Stafford and Cooper, but that's about the order I go with.
Let me go back to Brady for just a second. If you're the wide receiver who catches a milestone touchdown pass, should you know that ahead of time so you don't end up giving it to a fan?
Yeah. It's very interesting, though. Because there's two ways you could take that. Absolutely, you should know that. I would certainly have known that. You know what I mean? Because you're playing with the great Tom Brady. But now, is that something that says something about the focus that team must have right now? Because all week, nobody's talked about that. That should have been talked about all week. So there's no way you should not have known if it had been talked about. When they came up to Michael and Sally, they said, oh, I didn't know that. That's what I saw out of that. Like, wow. Boy, that team focused. They're trying to repeat. How is that not talked about in the locker room all week long? And nobody, and those boys did not know about it.
Michael, who just had a better week than the Tennessee Titans? I think they've had about as good a week as you can have in football this season. They beat the Bills and the Chiefs in the span of 6 days. Not bad.
And the way they won those games, that was a dog fight in Buffalo, against Buffalo, a dog fight. That was a physical game. And you win a game like that, emotionally high like that, usually the next week is not very good because just the emotional turnaround. But, man, they after that emotional win, they stomped out. whatever was left of the Kansas City Chiefs mystique, the genesis of the dynasty that everybody thought they were going to have, whatever you want to call it, they stomped it out and sent a message across all that we are for real. They've had a great week, as you just said.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. We'll wrap up with two more notes. Number one, Derek Carr just completed 91% of his passes when he threw 34 of them. So that's a really big number. He's over 300 yards for the fifth time already this season. Are the Raiders a better team today than the day they fired John Gruden?
Is that not insane how things work? Let's keep watching this. But certainly, they are playing better, and they are playing better together. You know, it's amazing how tough times sometimes can pull everybody together. You know, and I always tell you guys about the difference between football teams and football families. When you go through the tough times, it's what do you do? The football families come together. And man, I'm telling you, you got to give them props for coming up and winning those last two games like that.
Indeed.
You know, in the midst of all of that. And then winning the other night without their best player on their football team. So absolutely, man, you got to give them credit.
We started with the Niners, and I want to end with the Niners as well, because it's just been announced that Jimmy Garoppolo is starting in Chicago on Sunday. What, in your mind, would it take for you to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo and give Trey Lance the rest of the season?
I think what we were just talking about earlier, and that's what I was alluding to. In my mind, I have to say the season's over. There is no going anywhere this season. My attention now is turned to building. I'm going to use these remaining games to build on. That just has to be the reality of it. And no way they're there yet, that they are there now. There's no way that they're there, and they shouldn't be there. So I understand the decisions they're making.
Michael, thank you as always for joining us. It's always a pleasure each and every Monday when we know you're coming on, man. Thank you.
Always great to chat with you guys.
Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker, here on 95.7 The Game. A couple of notes from Kyle Shanahan's conference call with beat reporters. First of all, Jaquaski Tart has a knee bone bruise and will be out a few weeks. D. Ford and Aziz Al-Shaair are both in concussion protocol. Trey Lance is officially looking to return to practice on Wednesday, but Jimmy Garoppolo will be starting Sunday in Chicago. And Kyle's quote was, quote, "That's not a game where if Jimmy has one bad game, Jimmy loses his job. We know Trey is the future here. He's coming off a pretty big injury. We'll do all we can to help him prepare if he needs to come in for relief." He also added that I thought Jimmy had his worst game yesterday. Worst game of the season, worst game of his career. I wish we had a little more illumination on what how bad it was.
Probably the season. I'm guessing he meant the season, but I don't know.
In what way, I wonder, does Kyle think he had the worst game? In executing the game plan he was handed, or just in terms of, I don't know. Like, to me, Jimmy was god-awful last night. But for two drives. The opening drive where he was asked to do very little because it was all Elijah Mitchell, and he did very little very well. And then when he's asked to throw the ball three plays in a row, you had the three-play 70-yard touchdown drive. Outside of those two drives, Jimmy was just awful. He was unsure. He was unconfident. He didn't know whether to escape, to wrap it up, to try to buy another down. It ain't working. It ain't working. And Kyle seems to insist that Garoppolo is the best path out of this. Garoppolo got you into this.
I'm not sure he's saying that at all. I think what he's saying is the rookie's not ready. Because under normal circumstances, you'd send Trey Lance out to play the Bears. Unless they don't think they can block the Bears. I don't know that. But I think this what he's been saying without saying it all year long is Trey Lance is not ready to do this. And I think he would make the change if he thought Trey Lance gave them a reasonable chance, A, to win the game, or B, to make strides. Which means he is what I kind of thought he might be most of this year, is a guy who's played one football game in 18 months, and that was a college game.
Again, so how many more months would you like to put in between his one game and his second game? Another month? Will another month of doing it? I mean, like a little 1-3 record do it? I'm not saying that you're advocating for anyone here, but like, are you officially waiting for Jimmy to get worse than what he just was? Will that be enough for you to make a decision? Because here's the thing. Like, Kyle's deeming this guy's ready, this guy's not. Well, no one's ever ready. Brandon Ayuk can't get ready. Trey Sermon's not ready. Trent Sherfield's not ready. They're all not ready. Diomede Lenore is not ready. Ambry Thomas is not ready. In the meantime, you got grandfather wide receivers out, or excuse me, cornerbacks out there whose only defensive capability is running through a target to get a PI.
Then it's a personnel issue. I mean, there is no logic in my head to not playing Trey Lance unless he's simply way behind the curve, which makes sense if you imagine that he's had not a ton of college experience either, and that maybe the gamble, you know, was, you know, for down the road, and it's not, and that didn't work either. I'm not defending Garoppolo in any way, shape, or form, but what this tells me is that either Kyle Shanahan is crazy or Trey Lance isn't ready. And I'm guessing the more likely answer is B.
Asked if he's ready to turn to an all-rookie movement, he says, Kyle does, quote, "We're 2-4. You can get two wins in a row and you're back to 500 and you've got a chance. It's way too early to think about getting guys experience and giving up on the season." Cam Inman with the quotes. Here's the deal. I don't think you shouldn't look at it as you're giving up on the season. You should start looking at it as building towards the future. Because by the way, this season's over. Say what you want. This season's over. The Cardinals are probably going to beat the Green Bay Packers to be 7-0. Because, by the way, Devontae Adams has tested positive for COVID. And they play on Thursday night. Now, Cardinals could still Cardinal it. But
they're running out of time to Cardinal it.
They're good.
Yeah. I'm saying that they're running out of ways to screw this up.
Yeah. By the way, let me correct myself. There isn't a positive test. He's on the COVID-19 list. So there it is. The Rams are going to skin you alive when you play them twice. The best hope, the best quarterbacking hope that the 49ers have isn't what they do with their quarterback. It's that both Kyler Murray and Matthew Stafford have their femurs snapped in their next game. That's the best the 49ers can hope for. And oh, by the way, the other team in their division, which, you know, on paper they're supposed to be better than, well, all Russell Wilson does is beat the 49ers. That's it. It's all he does. He beats the 49ers every time he plays them, basically. So you've got two teams that you're not going to catch, and the one team that you're supposed to be better than has the kryptonite that you cannot get around. So where's the hope? Seriously, like, Kyle needs to stop blowing sunshine up his own rear end about how this year's about to happen. Stop trying to make fetch happen, Kyle. It ain't happening. There's no fetch. It's a pop culture reference, Ray. Just roll along with it.
I've been with you. Go ahead.
Coach in San Francisco, you're on 95.7 The Game. What do you got, Coach?
Hey, how's it going? Just wanted to talk about what the direction of the team, in my opinion, should be going forward. Let's be completely honest here. There's not much to salvage. The team doesn't look very good. I think Kyle would be smart in using this time to evaluate every position on his team, not just those that are on the field, but I mean even down to coaches. I'm not completely sold on DeMeco Ryans. There is no adjustments defensively. He plays nothing but straight man coverage, and we don't have cornerbacks with man coverage ability.
No, and you got two rookies who are now like not dressing
which for one of them might make sense, but for the other, it does not, because he played early and looked good early. But we've seen a lot of guys look good early, and then Kyle puts them in a doghouse for reasons that are unknown, can't be explained. Coach, thank you for the call. We had to go to a break here at the top of the hour. We're coming back with more calls, and Peter King coming up at 4:15. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.